Today's the Thai New Year, and if you're in Thailand, they'd be throwing water at you right now. You think of it, it's as simple. It's whatever is not good in you, you want to wash it away, wash it away. The Buddha talks about this a lot. You want to wash away all your old habits. It's not like you take water and really wash them away, but it's a symbol of when you notice that there's something that's not good in the way you act, in the way you speak, in the way you think, you want to just stop doing it, let it go. Some people say, gee, how can you do that? It's so easy to go with your old habits. Well, of course it's easy to go with your old habits. But when you see that they really do cause suffering, then you want to get rid of them as quick as you can. So you have to think about your actions and your words and your deeds. What are the results you get out of these things? If you see that you're getting bad results, okay, then you just stop doing it. It's the more clearly you see the bad results, and the more quickly you'll want to get rid of them. It's like there being a thorn in your foot. You walk around and there's a pain in your foot. You don't know what it's coming from, but you finally realize, oh, it's because of the thorn. Then you realize you've got to get the thorn out right away. You don't want to say, well, I'll wait until next week and get the thorn out. You know that it's not good, and so you get rid of it as quickly as you can. So the Thais have the advantage that they have four New Years every year. There's January 1st, then there's Chinese New Year, then there's the Old Thai New Year, then there's Songkran, which they actually borrowed from the Indians. It's four chances to start over, but this is the last chance. It's like the last bus going out. So if you look at your actions over the past year, see anything that you don't care for, anything that you realize is actually causing suffering to yourself and others, make this an opportunity to make a resolution. Okay, I'm going to try to get rid of it. Try to get that thorn out of your foot as quickly as you can. And then your foot will have a chance to heal. It's the same with the mind. Whatever's causing suffering in the mind, try to get rid of it as quickly as you can. That way the mind can be at ease wherever it goes. Whatever happens outside, as long as there's nothing disturbing the mind inside, then you can live anywhere and be at your ease.